Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, coming to you live from atop the Lavender Town Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle Podcast.
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
It's Puckle!
Puckle!
The Pokemon Underground Champions League, oh yeah!
Puckle!
Puckle!
Welcome to another episode of the Puckle Podcast. I'm your host, Trainer Thatch. Well, I guess I'm the host.
And for now.
For now, today is specifically. This isn't like, we're not starting the show by being like, oh yes, Thatch is over. To be fair, nobody else knows what's going on in the show. Shark Finnegan's here and also Claude.
Hello.
Howdy.
Welcome to the Puckle Podcast, where we talk everything Pokemon, from the trading card game to the video game to everything in between. This is what you would call a very special episode, if this was a sitcom in the 1990s. And we're going to actually do something a little bit different because we're recording way too early due to the holiday in the United States. Our Thanksgiving is this Thursday, or this past Thursday, as you were listening to this. So instead of doing a regular show, Shark Finnegan has been pushing me to record more game corners for the Patreon. And as such has developed some new fun things for it. He wants to test drive them. So Shark's going to be the host today of, this very special, edition of this Patreon preview game corner. And so I guess if you want some bonus shows like this, that are in this style, and also ones where like I interview people like Shark and Claude on the regular, as well as some of the patrons, you can go over to our Patreon at patreon.com/pucklepodcast. So, yeah, other than that, this one's free, so you can just listen to it and have a good time.
One way to be thankful is to enjoy this free game corner.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm thankful that there will actually be a show on Monday. So, all right. Well, without further ado, I'm going to kick things over to Shark. This is your show. You're the MC. You get to tell everybody what we're doing, and I'll let you start it off.
All right. Let's see, we've got three games today, and the first one we'll play is Fuchsia City Feud.
Ooh, I know that one.
I like that one.
I like that one. All right. So we're going to kick it on over to that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, we're kicking on over to Fuchsia City Feud. Fuchsia City Feud.
All right, welcome to Fuchsia City Feud. I've got six categories for y'all today, ranging from a variety of topics, and let's see which the categories for y'all. We have Forgettable Originals,
Forgettable
Pixie Prowess,
okay,
Toxic Power, Tectonic Movement, High Voltage, and Frequent Cards.
Ooh, okay. Who gets to go first?
You
can just pick. I don't
care.
My feelings.
Claude
will not
goes
be
first.
Okay, Claude, all you're right. First. You pick your category.
Forgettable Originals.
All right. So this comes from the Sporkle Quiz 151 Original Pokemon.
Okay, great. I just did this recently for fun.
8 million. 8 million people had attempted it at the time that I got this together.
Okay.
All right. Now, most of the Pokemon people remembered, over 50% or more.
Oh.
But I want you to name the bottom five original Pokemon lines. The ones that people forget from Gen 1.
No. Okay. Oh, gosh. I just did this, and I'm trying to remember, like, what did I fail at?
I do this on the regular too, Claude, so.
That's the problem. It's less of a matter of can I name all 151 and more of like, what does everyone else not know?
Exactly. That's the fun part about it.
Oh, gosh.
It's easy to know which ones everyone does know.
I know.
What about the ones you don't?
All right. The one that I got last was Execute.
All right, that is the number two answer.
Okay.
They both got 43% of people remembered them.
All right.
They were the bottom two and three, respectively.
Yeah, that is super helpful. I'm trying to remember, because like, I tried to do it in order, and then I got to a point I'm like, oh, crud, I can't remember.
I can just about do it in order now. It's really bad.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think most people forget Lickitung.
That is the number one answer. Okay. Only 40% of people remember Lickitung.
The other
but how
one
do you
that,
forget him?
You, once you
very
know,
easily,
you
very
know.
Easily. You forget him very easily.
Okay. What else would be on this list? It's gotta be, alright, there's gonna be some water type. The question is, which of the water, like, the I'm thinking like the two stage lines, you know, like Star You, Star Me, but it's not Star You, Star Me. Like that they forget because there's like five or six of them. I can't remember which ones people, I mean, I have to just start throwing out answers, don't I? Let's do Shelter and Cloister.
That is the number four answer.
Yes!
46 and 47% of people do not remember Shelter and Cloister.
That one I forget a lot, too.
You've got two more left on the board. The number three answer and the number five.
Let's see, what are the odds the other ones, what I think, other ones, one of those two? Because the other one that I think people forget would be Seal and Dugong. And that's me, I'm locking that one.
That is your first strike. Those two, I do not have the percents on. They actually scored over 50%.
What? Okay. Then the other one that I had in mind was Krabby and Kingler, and let's go with that.
And that's the number three answer.
Okay. Okay, okay. So I'm just missing five. What could five be? Is five, let's go with Drowsy, like Drowsy Hypno.
That is your second strike. They also scored above 50%. Mm-hmm.
This is so tough. Because in my mind, everything comes in like its little pairs, and they're iconic with their area.
Yeah, most of them do, but there's a couple in this, like this bottom, like right about the 50% mark where there's like, oh, they remembered half of the line for some reason.
I only one I can think of that I think people would forget would be Doduo and Dodrio.
That is your third strike. Dodrio has 49.7%, and Doduo is over the 50% mark.
Do I get a chance?
You get a chance to get that last one.
Okay, so I'm going to follow up on the line of thought for the Lickitung, because Lickitung is very forgettable. And it's like when you're doing the pairs and you're thinking about Pokemon that evolve, you never think about this one because I mess up on this all the time when I take the quiz. Like Lickitung always gets me because Licky Licky's not in the original 151.
Okay.
And in the same vein, Tangela evolves into Tangrowth. And it's also later in the decks, and a lot of that stuff later in the decks people forget about, as well as the fact that Tangela isn't actually on any like the gym leader teams. Because I don't think it actually shows up in game.
It's Erica.
In
I think
yellow.
Some
Erica's, not all Erica's, actually. And then on top of that, there's like that one patch of grass where you can catch it.
Yeah, that's how I know it, is there's this one patch of grass.
I know. That's how I know it, too, but like I miss it all the time because it's a single stage.
I can't tell you
stage.
How to get Lickitung, though, like in the game.
Oh, you have to trade a Slowbro. You have to trade a Slowbro, yeah.
Okay, that's it.
Yeah, it's a trade, yeah.
It's
but,
a trade.
Tangela is correct. Tangela
oh, baby.
The bottom, so from bottom to top, up at least anything under 50%, Lickitung, Exeggutor, Execute, Kingler, Krabby, Shelter, Tangela, Cloyster. For some reason, Tangela just a smidge under Cloyster. Then it's Marowak, Farfetch'd, Pinsir, and Dodrio.
How do they forget, like, Farfetch? It's iconic to the games. And Pinsir is the opposite of Scyther. Like...
Yeah, well, you all, again, Farfetch is a trade. And it's just a bird, like, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, but it's... Okay, fine.
You know what? I don't disagree, but...
Fine, fine. I can't argue
it. It could
with...
be spelling, too. I mean, that's probably why execute and execute...
No, 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 that's 1,000% why they're there, because you can never remember how to spell them.
How many G's are in execute?
Two. It's egg. It's X, yeah. Egg, and then...
X, egg, yeah, it's exactly.
It's like the egg that you have that you don't want, so it's your X egg.
You want to know how I learned how to spell a lot of Pokemon names? It's through these types of quizzes.
I don't disagree. All right. So, Thatch, you get to pick the next category here.
I want
to
do the one with
you have 1,400, and Thatch, you have 100.
I want to know what's it called? The trading card one.
All right.
Memorable
frequent cards. So, I pulled up the deck lists from the top 8 at LAIC that just happened this past weekend.
Yes.
Okay.
I know this one.
The most common cards in all, like, combined in all decks, basic energies are removed.
What?
Otherwise, we know it's going to be psychic energy. At the
wait, world. Most common cards?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so we're not doing, like, Pokemon or metas. It's probably mostly supporters, right? Because it's top
it's
five.
Probably mostly supporters.
Like I'm thinking boss's orders is one of these.
That just missed the cut.
Really?
Strike one.
Oh my gosh. Then we're gonna follow up with Iono.
Iono is tied for number one.
Is it really?
I believe that.
Yeah, Iono was a lot of the Gardevoir decks.
Okay. Yeah,
but I think all a right. few others.
Because in my mind, I'm like, I had a list, and like, this is not even on it.
Now, this isn't like by percentage of people who played the card, right?
I know, it's a number of card, right?
It is straight number.
Okay.
So, okay. Obviously, the Gardevoir decks probably weight this a little bit.
Yeah, because I think Gardevoir was like
there's still a
crazy.
Couple of them I noticed that like it was definitely these other decks helped to push this up there.
I'm gonna say, oh man. Radiant Greninja, because that's in Gardevoir, but also in the Chien Pao deck that
just to clarify, it's the total number of cards.
Oh, total number. Okay. So if it's a one of you,
I don't think
Chien
Pao was in top 8 at all. Just helping you out.
No, it wasn't, but, oh yeah, oh, we're talking just
I'm gonna,
top
just gonna
8.
Let you, like, because I know Radiant that's Greninja right. is obviously a one-off. It wasn't a...
We're talking just top
decks,
8.
I
we're
talking...
I was just okay, thinking the whole okay. tournament. You are correct, yeah, because yeah, there
I
were
count
three
that
Gardevoirs.
As a strike. I'll let you.
Yeah, there were three Gardevoirs. I apologize.
I don't know the Gardevoir lists enough to know what's in there.
Does that mean like, so if Iono made it, that's going to be in a lot of Gardevoir. That's going to be in a lot of everything. I got to remember what else. I think an Iron Valiant list made it.
Yeah, Rhydon the top made deck it. Lists were.
Whoa! Don't give him that if he doesn't know it.
A Giratina made it. I think a Sableye made it or something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And a Snorlax stall, which is something.
Yeah, that was, when I looked at the deck, that was something. I'm like, wait, where's the energy in this deck?
Nowhere.
Oh god.
Nowhere. which is the crazy thing. Well, there are two loss, there were two loss on deck. So, Colorus. Colorus is experiment.
That is strike two. That just missed the list as well at 11.
Oh my gosh. Okay, at 11.
Iono had 17 copies. Boss's Orders had 12. Colorus had 11.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
that's actually useful information.
That is very useful, actually.
He said Boss was what number on the list?
12. And that one just
It had 12
and
copies.
And that was number 6. Okay. So I need something more than 12.
Something more than 12. Well, there are more than 12, so it's probably not level ball. I'm going to go with Ultra Ball, because Gardevoir plays
Ultra Ball.
Ultra Ball
is number 4 with 16.
It's not level
so
ball.
So that means there's 2 with 16, 2 with 17. God.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
No, there's 3 with 17. There's
Never mind.
A 3-way tie at first. There's a 4th at 16, and then there's 2 tied at 5th.
That's insane. Okay. And it's just not energies. We're just not counting energies, right? Yeah.
Not basic energies.
Not basic energies, but I mean, we're not gonna hit a copy of non-basics that high.
I'll let you in that little secret.
I know that.
What was
I
the energy
that.
Reversal had six?
Yeah, I can tell you that.
What was the other one? I think
there's two. There's two Sablezards. Because that's only probably gonna be like eight. I think the Maridon was playing two path. I was gonna say path, but I feel like path is a little too bold. Oh man, this is hard. I'm gonna go Professor's Research just because it's an easy answer.
That is strike three. That is 10 copies of Professor Research.
Okay, so one that I'm almost positive is in here is VIP Pass.
I forgot about VIP. You're probably right. Yeah,
Battle VIP is also tied at number one because there's a lot of the guard decks run four of those or three.
Because I'm thinking because it's guard deport. There was Stahl, Maridon, Iron Valiant, Entei, Lost Box, and Giratina. That was the top eight. So VIP pass. My other one that I had in mind was Nest Ball.
Nest was also tied at number one.
Okay,
that also had 17 copies. I think
Nest was going to be that
any
high.
Of the decks running Entei and Raikou.
I didn't think Nest was going to be that high, but yeah.
My next thought that I have, and I don't know how high it is something like Escape Rope.
Escape Rope had 10. But a very similar card, Switch Cart, had 14.
Switch Cart, dang
it. Yeah, that's
it. Counter Catcher was the other one.
Oh.
Countercatcher.
There was a lot of decks that ran two ofs.
No, Countercatcher, I believe. Countercatcher, I believe.
Two, four. I've gotten a 12 and I'm missing the last. Oh, there's two. Okay. Maridon doesn't run it and either does Entei or Iron Valiant. All right, that makes more sense then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The rest of the list that y'all didn't mention, Level Ball was at 12.
I figured it was at 12. That's why I didn't say it, because there's three guards, and those are the only decks that are going to play Level Ball.
Yep.
Yep.
Ralts was at the. Ralts. One of the printings was at 11. There was someone ran the other waltz.
We can say Curlia was at 12.
No, Curlia. Well, no. Not well. Ish. If it depends on the print. If I.
Well, if you do all Curlia,
it'd be.
If
what?
I counted
like a
printing,
9-3 split.
Because they occasionally run the Mirage step. Yeah.
Yeah. There's three. All of them ran three ofs of the one version, and then one of the other.
Yep. One of them is
the
silver.
Yeah, which ones those are?
Yeah, one of them's the Silver Tempest. That's the one that does refine
most. Most of the Silver Tempest ones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The three of is the Silver Tempest one.
Yep. Okay.
Yep. All right. So that puts.
I had to write that down. That made me upset. I don't like writing things down.
Claude, you're at 1800, and Thatch, you're at 700 after that round. All right, Claude, take your pick of what's left.
I don't remember the category, so I'm going to say Pixie Power.
Pixie Prowess.
Prowess, okay.
Yeah.
Something like that.
You're going to name the heaviest fairy Pokemon. God. Arceus does not count, forms do count. As applicable.
Heaviest fairy types. Oh, gosh. All right. I have to just start listing through the fairy type like file cabinet of my mind. Can I write down all the fairy types that pop? So my first thought is Enamorous Therian.
Enamorous Therian is strike number one. That weighs 105.8 pounds. That is.
Never mind. Oh,
that is very light.
That is a cloud.
10.
I thought the
12th on the list.
I thought the incarnate form was that, and the other one was there. All right. Well,
I will say both Enamorous forms weighed the same, so I would have counted them separate.
No, that is good to know. I am glad I now know that.
Mm-hmm.
Fairy types aren't very heavy, are they?
No.
They're really not. There's just a few really heavy, and then there's just start getting lighter. There's probably
like, I'm thinking,
like 13 over 100 pounds.
Do you count Silvally Fairy?
I will. I don't think Silvally will count on this list.
Okay, then I'm not going to.
Let me see. Out of curiosity, where would it even made the list? I don't think it would have.
Because I find it like Baby Arceus, and like now I'm like I have to run through all the different fairy types in my mind and go through each.
Silvally would have counted on this list, but I did not include it here.
Okay,
I think you shouldn't for the same reason you don't include Silvally. I don't think you should. It's a cop out.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to attempt and go Carbink.
Carbink is strike number two. Carbink is not over 100 pounds.
I'm going to get swept here on this. All right.
It's comeback time, baby.
Gosh, I really don't know why weights.
Carbink weighs 12.6 pounds.
All right, we're going to go with Tinkaton.
There we go. Okay. Number three with 248 pounds.
All right, let's keep in that vein. Let's go Magearna and hope for the best.
Number five, 177.5 pounds.
Let's look Xerneas.
Xerneas, number two, 474 pounds.
I'm like, I have to think of like the fat generation. I don't think it, I'm like, my mind goes to Alola, and that's where I got, that's how I know Xerneas. It's from Alola, not from X and Y, because I'm nuts.
Xerneas is the reason I made this list, because it's really funny when you play against a Registeel that tries to heavy slam it, and it does zero.
What are the numbers that I have?
You have Xerneas at number two at 474 pounds, Tinkaton at number three at 248, and Magearna at 177. Fifth place. Oh, so you have number one and four left.
One and four. All right. I'm clearly missing a very fat fairy type, and it's bothering me. All right, are we counting, like, how creamy G-Max is a thing, or no?
I am not including G-Max. They do not have a registered weight. It depends on the lore of the G-Max. Because I think some lore is, like, they're just projection, but I don't
know. Yeah, I think the lore is that they're projections, and they're not actually that big.
Yeah, it's kind of, yeah.
It depends on the lore. All right, that's the answer we're looking for.
Yeah, they have a height, but not a weight.
What is, that type combo. What is that type combo? What is, who is that? Oh my gosh. Let's go with Mega Altaria.
Mega Altaria. Hold on. I don't think that is your third strike. Let me confirm. I don't think. Yeah, it weighs a grand total of 45.4 pounds, the same weight as regular Altaria. No, well, it does, but it doesn't at the same time. It's all cloud.
I know. I had other guesses. I'm like, there's no way this is going to make it.
Thatch,
just take the points.
It's got to be Fairy Steel, so I'm going to go Zacian.
Zacian Crowned is the number one answer.
Are you separating Zacian Crowned and Zacian?
I separated those two out specifically because
Zacian's pretty heavy.
242. I said if the forms could separate, I would separate them.
Gosh,
that was
darn
the
it.
Reason why.
Okay.
All right.
Galarian Rapidash would, like, if I didn't separate Zacian, Galarian Rapidash was 176, just a smidge under Magearna.
Yeah.
I can't believe Carbink didn't make it. That bothers me.
That weighs, it weighs 12 pounds. The other options you could have.
I would have done Deoncé before Carbink.
Yeah, I didn't even think of Deoncé.
Yeah, I knew Mega Deoncé might have been better. But even then, they don't weigh over 100 pounds. Grimmsnarl, Tinkatuff, Mr. Mime,
oh my gosh,
Granbull, Gardevoir, and Tapu Bulu all are in that 100 range.
I didn't even think of that. Oh, that's great.
That puts Thatch up to 1,200, and Claude, you still got a good run at that end there, so 4, 3, and 1.
I'm catching
up. Puts you at 2,600.
Oh, good.
Okay.
All right, Thatch.
What are the other categories?
Toxic power,
okay.
Tectonic movement, and high voltage.
I want high voltage, because that's almost a Mountain Dew flavor.
All right. I am looking for electric types with the highest defense. No Arceus.
Oh, okay. The highest defense.
Okay, I got this ready.
I'm pretty sure, I'm Hoenn Golem.
That is number one.
Okay. I'm doing something right. Let's see. I'm trying to think. It has to be electric types that it shouldn't be electric types.
I remember we did this one before.
We probably have, which is.
It probably have. It's been a while. It was just something that's like, oh, electric types. You don't think of them with defense.
Right?
Let's do that one.
Yeah, absolutely. You're never like, oh man, these Pokemon are going to have a high defense.
My physical check.
Magnezone?
Magnezone is number 3 with 115.
Yeah.
Tied.
Oh man, with 100. Tied. That's not going to help me, so
it's probably not.
Man, I'm going to try to take this, but I got to think of big fat, well not fat, but just like the defensive beast. Oh man, that are electric types. Does Zekrom? I think feel like Zekrom will do it.
Zekrom does it. It has 120. That is the number 2 answer.
Okay. And Magnezone was 115. Graveler is also 115, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct. That is the one it's tied with. There you go. You have one left.
Oh man. Okay.
You're
okay.
Running away with this.
Okay. 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 Let's see. Let's think. Okay. Is this going to be? It can't be. This is stupid. Is it Rotom?
Like Rotom is your first strike. With 107.
Okay, okay.
And assume any Rotom form.
Not any Rotom form. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I was thinking of the Rotom forms, though.
They all have the same stats.
No, they don't. Not base Rotom.
Base. I meant like Wash, Heat, all them.
I just put
Rotom X here on my list, just to clarify.
Rotom X.
Yep, for everything.
I'm just missing the lowest, right? I'm just missing the lowest? Or
You're missing the lowest, which is something between 115
and 107?
Or in 107.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, man. It's going to be stupid if this is true. Because I feel like it could be true. But, Iron Thorns?
Clean sweep!
Mm-hmm. That's it.
That is all of
baby.
Them.
Oh, baby. I'm like, it's gotta be, because it's like it's supposed to be Tyranitar, so like, there has to be something there.
There is some defense in that one. Iron Hands just misses it at 108.
Yeah, I didn't think Iron Hands
And then it goes to the Rotoms.
Okay.
Yep. Then Mega Ampharos.
No.
Then Miraidon and Alolan Geodude at 100.
Oh, Geodude.
So there's the Toxic one and the other one.
Toxic Power and Tectonic Movement.
Ooh, we're going to Toxic Power. My toxic specialty power. Poison types.
Is it highest special attack?
Is that what you're saying?
Nope, it's actually highest attack poison types. No Arceus, no Eternamax.
You said it. Alright, so you want attack for poison types?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mega Beedrill.
That's number one.
Yeah, I knew. I was saying I had one downset. Poison types on my list. Scrolling through the mind, palace of my mind. I just used this too. This is what I get for playing Little Cup so much. I'm like, I don't remember the big forms anymore. what's the thing? Oh, Sneasler. That's new. So
That's number two.
That's, I think, 130.
What's 130?
I'm trying to remember all the things. I don't think Toxic Croak makes it in there. Poison type. Does Revaroom make it in? I think, like, 105?
Revaroom is number 4 at base power 120.
120, okay. I thought it was much more than that. That means I'm missing something between that and Revaroom. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
What am I missing in the middle? That is the question that I don't know the answer to. It's on my head. Alright, let's keep thinking of things. Alright. So, it's not... It wouldn't... See, scroll. It's not Gen 1. I don't think it's anything from Gen 1, but it wouldn't be. Scrolling through the list. Would it possibly be, what's it? It could be Overquill. That's an idea. It could be. Could just be regular Eternatus. Possibly. I would say regular Eternatus.
Regular Eternatus is not on the list.
All right, then it's... I think it then has to be Overquill at that point. Yeah, let's go Overquill.
Actually, wait. Why did I... Oh, wait, that's Eternamax. That just confirmed me. Yeah. Eternatus has base 85 attack.
That's much lower. All right, Overquill is my next one, then. It has to be Overquill.
Overquill is number 5 with 115. You have one strike, and you're missing one.
I'm missing the number 2 slot, aren't I?
Missing the number 3 slot. Something between Sneasler and Reverum.
What is between Sneasler and Reverum?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is going to kill me. Oh, no. No. You said we're not counting Arceus?
No Arceus.
No Arceus.
No Arceus, no Eternamax.
What is between 120 and 130? What is 125? Let's see. Physical attackers that I know of, you have... It's not Scolipede, it's not Toxicroak, it wouldn't be Drapion, it wouldn't be Skuntank. It's not that. Watch. No, I don't think... I think Victory Bell is 105. I am really missing the Pokemon here. Oh, that's awful. This is killing me. My mind is, like, so incredibly obvious that it's just, like, escaping my head. And... I can't think of it. Oh, no. Could it be? What's... Oh, we just got them. The monkeys. Is it Okidoki?
I don't think Okidoki's a monkey, but Okidoki is the last answer you're missing. With 128.
He looks like a monkey, doesn't he?
He's a dog.
He's a dog. You're thinking of Monkey Dory.
I'm thinking of Monkey Dory, but I'm looking at Okidoki.
Yeah, you said the right words, but thought of the wrong Pokemon, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I said the wrong name. I thought of the wrong name and said the right one by accident.
You did. But yeah, no, all... Aside from Mega Beedrill, everything else has been released in the last 2 years in terms of physical poison types. They've gotten their renaissance.
It's wrong.
But you were literally right on everything else you were kind of saying in the background. Toxicroak, Muk, Alolan Muk, Victory Bell, Nidoking, Seviper, Scolipede, Galarian Slowbro, and Mega Venusaur.
All right. Toxicroak is 106.
Yep.
Is Victory Bell 105?
That is right.
105. I think Drapion's 95.
I'm pretty sure that's right. I don't have it on my list. But I vaguely remember it's under 100. And Skuntank, I'm pretty sure, same thing.
Skuntank is 84, I think, or is it the speed? Might be one of those two. Yeah. I remember last time we did this, none of these Pokemon were there, and like, dang it, it's going to be one of those ones where all the new people are here.
Yeah, literally 4 of the 5 are all new.
I think Seviper is 90?
100 on the dot.
100 on the dot, okay.
Yep, tied with Scolipede, Glowbro,
I think Nidoking is... Nidoking's 95, or is it 105?
102.
102. It's up there. Okay. I'm slacking. Yep.
All right, so that was a clean sweep there. So that puts you at 4,100, and Thatch is at 2,700.
Okay.
This is taking too much brain power. I don't like this.
Here I come. Tectonic movement.
First stage ground types with the lowest base speed.
Okay.
So... We're going...
My little cup. Here we go.
The little cup knowledge is useful. But
Trapinch.
We want the slowest of the
Trapinch.
Of the ground types.
Trapinch.
Trapinch is number one.
Trapinch.
With base 10.
And Wooper. Wooper's very slow.
Do
I have to tell you both?
Wooper is 15.
Okay, then also Paldean and Wooper, because they're the same thing.
It's also 15.
They're the same thing. And then Sandygast exists.
Sandygast is 20.
And then I'm
tied
pretty sure.
For last.
Oh yeah, because the Boopers were two different things. So, so that was, they're all 15.
Sandygast is 20. The
Sandygast
Boopers
is
20.
Okay.
Something's tied with Sandygast at 20.
Well, that would be, I think it's Geodude. Geodude is also very slow.
There you go. Okay. Look at that.
That was significantly easier than I thought it would be.
Next, the Pokemon that were next: Rhyhorn, Yamask, Hippopotas, Cubone, Numel, and Golett.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep. And so with that, Thatch, you stole it. 4,200.
Okay.
To 4,100.
Oh, man. I'm sorry, Claude.
It came down to the fairies and that, and you sweeping that electric types.
That stupid fairy.
Forget Zacian. Right. You can't forget Zacian. Zacian won't let you do it.
I don't care. It's a Zacian. It's useless to me.
All right. So now we'll go ahead and go to our next new game, Link Cable.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Link Cable.
All right. So game number two, Link Cable. I will be giving our contestants a series of four clues, and they will have to try to find what connects them. So, all right. So, Thatch, you can go ahead and start us off. Pick a Gen 1 or Gen 2 starter.
Ooh, Totodile. Hard stop. Yep, that's
easy. Totodile.
Totodile.
Okay. All right. Your first clue is Wi-Fi event 2010 and 2016.
What?
Wait. So I try to guess the connection.
You could try to guess that what I that is your first clue. You could either try to make a guess or you can wait for the next. You can ask for the next clue.
If I make a guess, we just move on to the next clue if it's wrong, right?
Yeah, we could go ahead and do that for this one. Yes.
Okay. Only so I can. All right. Okay. Or do you want me just to ask for the next clue if I don't know what it is off the top of my head? I mean, I could do both.
I'll gauge on your timing.
Okay. So I guess I will just ask, I will say like Jirachi. It's probably not Jirachi, but Jirachi's not the connection there.
That's correct.
Oh, I was? Oh, because
you just hard called Jirachi.
Well, Jirachi got a lot of events.
Well, yeah, that's the event.
The next clues were movie serial code 2003-2022.
Oh, I would have 1,000% gotten Jirachi from that.
Clue three was Pokemon Channel EU 2003 onward. And the last clue was Pokemon Coliseum bonus disc US 2004 onward.
It wasn't US. It wasn't in the US bonus disc, though.
Was it?
Oh, no, it was. It was. It was. Never mind. I'm thinking
I'm pretty sure it was just
the
U.S.
You're correct.
So how did that connect the two?
It's all these clues are the ways you could obtain Jirachi.
Yeah, that was just all Jirachi.
So what did the Torbell have to do with anything?
And that's just a category. In the show, that this is loosely based upon, okay, they have like little picture symbols.
So
like
pointless.
For which clue, which question to pick. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah, that was just, right. I just randomly assigned Totodile this one, and yep, Thatch, you got it in one clue, and that is 5 points.
Well, this is not going to be good for me.
To be fair, I did that, like, I'm just like, yeah, Jirachi has a lot of events. Let's do that, you know?
Yeah, that.
Okay, great. I think ready
to be
for mine.
To be fair, I think every Mythical got an event in 2016. To be fair,
literally every legendary Pokemon got the Wi-Fi events in 2010 and 2016, respectively. The fact that you just cold called Jirachi was just... The movie Serial Code may have at least narrowed it down.
I would have gotten it because of 2003. I would have gotten it for 20. If you would have told me 2003, I would have gotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Was Jirachi out? Yeah, that's when it came out.
Yeah. Nope. That's when the movie came out, and the Japan games were released at that point, at least. Yeah. So,
yep. All right.
All right.
Let's go.
So.
Let's go. All right. I'm gonna pick the Chikorita, my favorite Gen 2 starter.
All right. Your first clue is Arceus.
Arceus, the god of all Pokemon.
Yep.
All right. We're gonna go with Silvally.
Your next clue is Mew.
So is the what? So is I'm looking for what connects these two.
Mm-hmm.
They're mythical Pokemon.
Your third clue is Rhydon.
Mm-hmm.
They're statues.
Oh, I got this one. I got
your
that
last
one
clue I'm is Bulbasaur.
My answer still fits with statues.
No, that's not what I'm looking for.
I know, but there are statues of all these Pokemon in the games.
You're not wrong, but that's not what we're looking for.
I know.
Here.
I know exactly. I'm surprised you don't know this, Claude. I'm surprised you don't know this.
Oh no, they're all the firsts.
Yep, they are all Pokemon that can be reasonably argued as the first Pokemon. With Arceus being the god of everything, Mew being the DNA of everything, Rhydon being the first design.
The first one they created, and then Bulbasaur being 001.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Yeah,
that is 1 point for you, Claude.
Dang. All right.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with the Cyndaquil. Just round out those Johto starters because they're superior.
All right. Your first clue is Shelltrap.
Shelltrap. That's an ability on Turtonator.
I got it.
I'm going to go with Turtonator.
Your second clue is Mind Blown.
Shelltrap and, I mean, Fire-type Pokemon moves. Abilities. That's my connection.
You're on the right trail, but you're just needing a little bit more. Your third clue is Eruption.
This is all HP-based fire-type stuff.
Your last move is Blast Burn.
All right, I didn't know where...
Signature fire-type things. Well, I guess Eruption wouldn't follow that. Man, that's a hard one. I'm going to go from perfect to not perfect at all. And we're going to go with fire type moves that have an HP requirement.
Nope, that is not it. Would you like to steal?
So my guess is it's fire type moves that have that are base power 150 plus.
150 exactly is the correct answer.
Okay.
Yep, they all have a base power of 150.
Well, I mean, they can. Eruption varies.
Well, at least by the game data, they are base 150. Yes, Eruption technically changes, but its base is 150. So
yeah,
Claude,
I thought it was HP based after the first two.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You said, clue three was Eruption.
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm like, okay, but that can fluctuate. But it's based on your own HP versus you losing HP. And then I was like, if he doesn't say overheat, it has to be over 130. And I just throw 150 there. But all right, cool.
No, Blast Burn is being the Hyper Beam. That was the big clue of, it's 150. Mm-hmm. All right.
I thought, can Eruption go above 150? I thought Eruption was 200.
Nope. It is 150.
All right, max. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. We're going to go with Bulbasaur. Take both the grass away.
All right. Your first clue is trio.
Legendary Pokemon.
Your second clue is rainbow.
Okay, now there's two trains of thought here. Because my mind is telling me there's two things here that can work. Either you have the elemental force trio, or it has all those, and because there's a lot of rain, I'm just scarred from Gen 5 rain. Or rainbow, where it comes from Ho-Oh, meaning it's Johto legendaries. Not someone like Johto legendaries.
Your third clue is forest.
Johto mythicals and legendaries.
Your last clue is plant.
Plant?
Trio, rainbow, forest, and plant.
Dang, I thought I had this. No, I went down the wrong route. Trio, rainbow, forest, plant. Trio. Is it all right? So my last guess is this: Erica's badge.
I'm going to give it to you. These are all grass type badges.
Mm.
Oh, in my mind, I'm like, this is Erica's badge because she only had three Pokemon. It's in the shape of a rainbow, and you know the forest and the plant is grass.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, that's good. That's the rainbow badge. Is obviously the plant. Is that the plant badge? Is the one from the Kalos region? You know, by that Ramos. Gym leader.
Yep. And then who is it? Forest from
Forest is from the Sinnoh.
That's it. Yeah, that's Sinnoh, a city.
That's Gardenia's. And then the trio badge is the one you get in Unova when you beat Silen.
Okay.
That was the little tricky one, because other than those, the other grass-type badge is literally the grass badge in Sword and Shield. So I'm not going to do that one.
Okay. All right, now I'm understanding the game more, and I'm ready for my final round eventually after Thatch goes.
Mm-hmm. But you get 1 point for that, that's good.
Because, I'm still behind.
Because I refuse to pick it, I'm picking Squirtle.
All right. Your first clue is Heliolisk.
Dry skin.
Yep, you got it.
Heck yeah.
Dang.
come at me, Claude. Come at me.
I can't win.
Heliolisk, Jinx, Toxicroak, Parasect.
So we got two like perfect and then one just complete failure.
Yep.
Just throwing that out there.
All right, I got my first one in 1 point. I stole 1 point, and then I got the last one with 1 point. All right, here we are.
Let's see
if we can beat one.
Let's see. You might. I think you, of all people, might be able to sneak this in 5. But I have no clue. We'll find out because your clue for the Charmander card is Dim Sum.
Dim sum, like the food.
Yeah, DIMSUM, dim sum.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry,
dim
Claude.
Sum. Yeah. Do you have any idea? Do you know what this is on the top of your head, Thatch?
I think. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't that?
Don't tell me, but like.
Oh, kind of. I think I might know what it is.
Yeah. It's.
I
if you don't know
out.
It, I will go to the next clue.
Wait. Okay.
This one's so hard.
Oh, excuse me. I just double checked. It's Dim Sun, S-U-N. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
That changes it slightly.
That's why I clarified. I'm like, you meant the food, right? All right, it's not
no.
Dim Sun food.
Dim Sun.
That is so familiar. What is this from? I have this, like, vague memory of, like, being in high school, talking to my friends, and it coming up in conversation, and I don't know why.
This checks out based on mental
math. I probably know why.
Are you talking about evil teams?
That is correct. These are teams from spinoffs.
Okay, I mean, I'll take that too. I mean, it's Pokemon Ranger, right?
Yeah, that is the Pokemon Ranger from
Almia.
I guess, yeah, it looks like it's Almia. Rangers, Shadows of Almia. Your other clues were Break, as in Team Break from Pokemon Masters, Team Skull from Mystery Dungeon, and Go Rocket, as from Team Go Rocket and Pokemon Go.
And you didn't choose the best possible evil team? Team Snag'em?
That would be too easy.
Okay.
And I think they go more... Do they go by Team Snag'em, or they just...
They do. Snag'em? There's Team... There's Cypher, there's Cypher and Snag'em Team Snag'em.
You're right.
There's Team Snag'em and Cypher.
Yeah. I think what I was looking at when I was looking at this, Cypher does not go by Team Cypher.
No, they're not
and Team Cypher. And I was going Cypher. By teams specifically, yeah. But yeah.
No. I think Team Snag'em ends up like being their best friends anyway.
So tell me, do I lose by a single point again?
2 points.
Oh, okay. 2 points.
Don't feel as bad then.
That's fine. Okay.
Claude and I are just so evenly matched.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's been very close games, so we'll go ahead and move it on to our last game, Cliff Hiker.
Cliff Hiker!
All right, here's our last game, Cliff Hiker. All right, Thatch. Okay. This week is specifically, it's Eevee week.
Eevee week. Let's do it.
It's Eevee week. So in honor of that, when does Glaceon learn Mirror Coat?
The fact that Glaceon learns Mirror Coat is news to me.
Yep.
and are we talking in Generation 9? When does it learn Mirror Coat?
This is a Generation 9. This is for Scarlet and Violet. These questions are in Scarlet and Violet.
I do believe that Eeveelutions learn moves every 5 levels, so it has to be divisible by 5. And it's Mirror Coat, so it's probably later on, because they always give those moves later on for some reason to Pokemon. So I'm going to go with 50.
The logic is tracking, and the correct answer is 45.
I feel so you get no pain.
5 in that round.
I feel no pain for missing it by 5.
All right. Thank you for telling me the 5 thing. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I guess you get an Eeveelution too, so you get to deal with that. So
yep, that is correct. You picked Leafeon in the break. Yeah. And so when does Leafeon learn Magical Leaf?
All right. That'd be an earlier move for it. Let's see. It's first. Oh, gosh. Leafeon, Magical Leaf. I don't remember if it's before or after Leech Seed. Something tells me Leech Seed would come first. I think it's 15 Leech Seed. Like something at 15 Leech Seed, Magical Leaf, 25. Locking it in.
And right on the dot, Magical Leaf is level 25.
There we go.
Yep. And Leech Seed is level 20. Right after Baby Doll Eyes.
Oh, man. I got to catch up to Claude again.
Gosh.
Yep. All right. So now the next ones are going to just be about just a bunch of Kitakami Pokemon that I just threw in the random generator and saw what spit out. I mean, we got the DLC coming up. We got to get our last fill of Kitakami.
Kitakami is the prelude to the Johto remakes. Yes.
Exactly. All right. So, Thatch, what level can Apom first evolve into Ambipom?
This is Gen 9, right?
This is in Gen 9. So, what
level does it learn?
You know how it evolves.
Double hit.
So.
Double hit. Yeah.
Yep. So, is it when does it learn Double Hit to evolve?
Well, that's not the level it would evolve, right? Does it evolve when it learns Double Hit, or does it have to evolve the next level after it learns Double Hit?
It would be the same level.
I think you can have it level at the same time.
Okay. Yeah. So then I believe that's like 33. It's in that ballpark.
And the correct answer is 32.
Okay. I was close.
So yeah, you were close. You only got one point that round, so that brings your total to 6.
All right.
I don't feel bad.
I don't feel bad at all.
I'm just going to give Thatch's answer for mine and also say 33.
Are you gonna cold call that without even letting me ask the question here?
Yeah, 100%. Let's do it because you asked one of those
Tangela evolving to Tangrowth, right? Like,
I'm thinking the random generator spit out Starly. So what level does Staravia evolve into Staraptor?
Oh come on!
Isn't that 36?
You're guessing 36.
I'm only as 36.
You should have guessed 33. The correct answer is 34.
Oh, yeah, it's 30. Okay. Yeah, that one's 34. I need that one.
Yeah, if you had really a cold call and kept the 33, I would have laughed. It was 1 point off.
I should have. I really should have. Really I couldn't do it.
I mean, you're still up there, right? Because
yeah, you're still up. That's only 2 points that round. So
we're keeping it pretty close.
2-6.
We're keeping it pretty close. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, here comes the hardest round.
Okay.
The Pokedex numbers.
Yeah, that's the worst one.
So, Thatch, what is the Kitakami Dex number for Tynamo?
Okay, that can't be too bad. Okay, so I know it's not early, and there's only like 200.
There's 200 Pokemon in the Kitakami Pokedex.
Yeah. It's 200. It's in the forest. They're usually pretty okay with like doing... In the DLC, doing it by like where you can catch the Pokemon in the area and where you go.
Mm-hmm.
So Tynamo is like in that last little forest area. So I'm trying to think about the Pokemon that are in the game, and where they might be. So it's in that little forest area. It's gonna be so close to the end. You know what's worse is that it's also like just in the base Scarlet and Violet decks. So like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
So Tynamo itself is probably in like the last quarter for sure. And it's not going to be like right at the end because we shove like 10 legendaries at the end. So yep. I'm going to say something like, 170.
Ooh, what a good guess. The correct answer is 175.
Oh, I was close.
I got 5 off there.
That's actually
all
pretty
that
close.
Logic was dead
really
on.
Good. Yeah,
that was pretty.
That
close.
Was a dead on logic.
I'm thinking unless it's unless I get Furret here, I don't think I know any of the orders.
If I would have gotten like Ariados, it'd have been like 2, and then I would just been done. But
yeah. Well, the Pokemon I got for you, Claude, is Leavanny.
Oh, Leavanny
is
the
Kitakami Dex number for Leavanny.
Okay, Leavanny's in that first area before you even get to the city. And in that area, there's Spinarak, Ariados, there's a Poochyena, there's, I think, the Volbeat twins, there's Wooper, there's Corphish, and maybe there's something like Cutiefly or Ekans, I think, is also around there. So it's got to be mm-hmm. under 20.
I mean, you were saying a lot of Pokemon there. I don't know how many you got.
I think you said roughly 20.
I think I said roughly 20. The question is, where within that 20 is it?
You're right.
And let's see. Where's the best place to hedge my bet? I think the best place for me to hedge my bet is going to be something like...
Well, like, how many points are you ahead of me? Like, 4?
Yeah, that's your question.
You need to get... Well, right now you have 2 total. So you just need to be within 9.
Oh my gosh.
8 to win, 9 to tie.
Just like pick 10. You're so close then.
I think I'm going to pick, let's go with 17.
17. 17 is 2 away.
Is it 19?
Danny's is dex number 15.
No, okay.
So that gives you 2 points for the round and 4 total. What a really good game, guys.
That one's pretty close.
Yeah, you basically you missed Yanma and Ribombee. I don't know if you said Ribombee.
I said Cutiefly.
You said Cutiefly.
You did say Cutiefly? Okay, then yeah, you literally said every Pokemon in that first area.
Yeah, he said about every single Pokemon in the first area, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. The only one Oh, I remember, like, is not Pichu is not.
No, Fur I know is number 20. Fur I know is 27 because I remember looking at that dex for a while, living on screen.
Yeah, just okay. Going so you did know that. All right.
So yeah, that's the only one I knew is Fur and Sentinel.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Pokédex entry art is actually really cool. It's probably one of the best things to come out of Scarlet and Violet.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was so happy that I got it. I went, like, ran to the bathroom, came back, and read through the whole thing. And
All right. So, yeah, that brings our game total. Thatch won 2 games, and Claude won 1.
Weird.
Very close games all around.
Yeah, that was pretty close.
Yeah, that was very good.
It was very close. I look forward to defeating you again, Claude.
We will see.
I look forward. Yeah, I mean, I'll let you close this out, Shark. You're in charge. Yeah. You're large and in charge.
All right. So, like
I would say, is there anything else we need to do as far as a main show? Or
The mailbag next week is how you feel about Scarlet and Violet so far. The same one as last week. So email that at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Well, other than that, I don't think so.
Yep, and you can find us all here. First of all, you can find more of Puckle Game Corner
on
the Patreon. patreon.com/thepucklepodcast.
Yeah.
Where we are shifting up our tiers, so be on the lookout for all those.
Oh, yeah, I got to do that.
Yeah.
Sounds like I know what I'm doing today.
Yep, so be on the lookout for some fun bonus episodes over there.
The bonus episodes, and I think we're going to have a merch tier starting December 1st. So you'll be able to get, I think we're going to do t-shirts the first time just because it's like the most general thing. Our patrons did vote for a TCG playmat, which I'm not against doing, but if we're going to do it, I want to see how many people are already in that tier. I don't mind having extra t-shirts lying around. I do mind having extra playmats around.
Yeah. Understandable from past experiences.
Yes. So I do want to just get an idea of how many people are actually going to try to jump into a merch tier before we have it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But other than that, you can find us every week here on the Puckle feed, also on the YouTube and on Twitch occasionally. We'll be streaming.
Mm-hmm.
And
hey, go to PuckleDiscord.com. Check us out there if you want to continue the conversation throughout the week.
Mm-hmm. Let us know your thoughts on this episode.
Yeah, and like Shark said, you can support the show at Patreon at patreon.com/PucklePodcast, or you could buy cardboard like me and Claude and Shark as well, actually, over at trollandtoad.com and use code PucklePod5 at checkout for a 5% discount. Yay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
But yeah.
And I think if that's it, I think that's all the plugs we need to do.
Yeah.
Yep. This has been Shark Finnegan.
I've been Thatch.
And I'm Claude 9.
And from the Lavender Radio Tower, it's closing time.
It's closing time in Lavender Town. Time to say our goodbyes. It's closing time. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.